This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Monday, November 16th. God's word to you today is confidence. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm 16, verses 9 to 11, and it says, "No wonder my heart is glad and I rejoice. My body rests in safety. For you will not leave my soul among the dead, or allow your Holy One to rot in the grave. You will show me the way of life, granting me the joy of your presence and the pleasures of living with you forever." Amen. Job 15, verse 13 from the King James Version says, "Though he slay me, yet I will trust in him." It is only a child that does things like this. Even while the mother is spanking the child, even though the child is crying, he or she is still saying, "I love you, mommy." The child is saying, "Though you slay me, yet I will trust in you." That was Job's posture, and that is where God wants us to be. Why? Hebrews 6, verses 18 to 19 from the Common English Version says, "God cannot tell lies. And so his promises and vows are two things that can never be judged. We have run to God for safety. Now his promises should greatly encourage us to take hold of the hope that is right in front of us. This hope is like a firm and steady anchor for our souls. In fact, hope reaches behind the curtain and into the most holy place. To demolish doubts, I must remember God's track record. I must trust God's character and power, and I must anticipate a glorious future." Psalm 77 verse 15 says, "By your strong arm, you redeemed your people." To redeem means to buy back. God has bought us back by his strength. We are to anticipate a glorious future. Titus 2 verse 13 from the Common English Version says, "We are filled with hope as we wait for the glorious return of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ." Even in this life, where there is so much confusion, doubt and questions, even though there is so much uncertainty in this life, the truth is that our destination is absolutely clear because our destination is in God. 1 Corinthians 2 verse 9 says, "No eye has seen, no ear has heard, and no mind has imagined what God has prepared for those who love him. But it was to us that God revealed these things by his Spirit." What God is going to do in your life, no eyes have seen, no ears have heard, no heart has even imagined or conceived it. Amen. The question is, will you trust God? Will you put your anchor in God? Biblical faith is not a passive waiting. Biblical faith is not ignorant denial. Biblical faith is not wishful thinking. Biblical faith is not blind optimism. Biblical faith is facing your doubts head on, and yet clinging to a God-promised future anyway. Hebrews 11 verses 13 and 16 says, "All these people died still believing what God had promised them. They did not receive what was promised, but they saw it all from a distance and welcomed it. They were looking for a better place, a heavenly homeland. That is why God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them." Anticipate that glorious future, because God is your destination. Let us pray. Father, I praise you because you are holy. I rejoice in your salvation because you alone are my destination. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.